Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Chaf Hei, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yod Gimel, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah. The Musuois, Levana, Hayulal Gamangil, Baal Yasai, Batavla, of the Koisel, Shibahen Mara, as a Hedjotus, Va'ime, Kazera Isa, by Kazera Isa. When Gamliel had pictures of the moon in his attic, on a board and on the wall, he used them to show the unlearned and ask them, did you see the moon like this or like that? Ma'asa Shibo, Shnaim, Ba'omu, Ve'inu, Shachwis, Ba'mizach, Ba'arvis, Ba'marav. There were once two witnesses who came and said that they saw the moon in the east in the morning and in the west in the evening. Rabbi Yochanan, Eide Shekehen, Ukshebo, Le'Yavne, Kiblem, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui said that they were false witnesses, but when they came to Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Void Bo Shnaim Ba'omu Ba'inu, Bezmane, Avalaila, Be'eburai, Le'Nira, Ve'Kiblem, Rabbi Gamliel. Another two witnesses came and said that they saw the moon on the 30th night, but they didn't see it on the following night. Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Amr Bedoisa Bar Alkinus, Eide Shekehen, Heich Mi Idim Ala Isha Sheyolda, Barei Kreisa Ben Shiner. Rabbi Ben Alkinus, or Hukunus, said that they are false witnesses. How could they testify about a woman who gave birth if she's still visibly carrying a child? Amr Lai Rabbi Shua, Roya Ani Est Varecha. Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Doisa, I agree with you that it should be a 30-day month. The Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Simlai, Taimei Du Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nui, Kol Chodesh Shenoilad Kodem La Sheshoif, Enkoch Ba'ayin Leroyth Esa Yoshan. Rabbi Simlai said the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui is that in any month the new moon is not visible within its first 6 hours, nor can the eye see the old moon within the last 6 hours before the new moon. Atani Kain, Nira, Yashan Meshachris, La Nira Chadash ben Arbayim, Nira Chadash ben Arbayim, La Nira Yashan Meshachris. And we support that from Abaisa, if the old moon appeared in the morning, the new moon will not appear in the afternoon. If the new moon appears in the afternoon, the old moon does not appear in the morning. Amar B'chir Baba, ולמה קיבלן וגמליאל שכן מסויס בידו מאבויסיו פעם מהליך בקצר פעם מהליך בארוכה. ובכי באבא said, why did וגמליאל accept them? He had a tradition that sometimes the moon moves in a short path and sometimes it moves in a long path. The next mission says, שלח לו וגמליאל, גויזה אני עליך שטובי אצלי במקלך ובמועסך ביום שחל יום הכיפורים של ליאויס בחשבונך, הלך המצוי ובקי במצר. וגמליאל sent a message to him, I decree upon you that you should come to me with your cane and your money on the day that you calculate to be Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva went and found him distraught. Amar lo v'yesh li lamed shekol ma she'asah Gamliel asui shene'emar elam adei Hashem v'kohei kodesh asher tikra oisam ben bezmanam ben shelo bezmanam ein li b'mayadois ela elu. Rabbi Akiva said, I can expound that whatever Gamliel rules becomes established as the law, as the pasuk says in Vayikra pe'chof gimel pasuk dalet, these are the festivals of Hashem, holy convocations that you shall declare, and that means whether you establish them at their time or not at their time, I only have these festivals. The Gemara says, Ezel mi shalach. The Gemara asks, to whom did Rabbi Gamliel send the message, to Rabbi Shua or to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui? Ma'adatani am Rabbi Shua, noyach hayali mutar al amita, v'loi shalach Rabbi Gamliel hadava azeh, hada'ama etz Rabbi Shua shilach. The Braisa will answer the question, Rabbi Shua said, it would have been better for me to die rather than have had Rabbi Gamliel send me this message. This shows he sent the message to Rabbi Yeshua. V'yad mishilach, with whom did Rabbi Gamliel send the message? V'madatani kalashon azeh omaloi nechamtani akiva hadama v'yad Rabbi Akiva shilach. The Gemara answers from Abaisa, he said to him, you have comforted me, Rabbi Akiva, and this shows it was Rabbi Akiva who brought the message. Ma'ayalai lamed, what was it that Rabbi Akiva taught Rabbi Yeshua that he didn't know already? Am Rabbi Yasa, yoidim hayinu shem kichu, שלא באדם שהוא מקודש, ומה בא לעד שהם קדשו, ואחר כך נמצאו אדם זוימים, הרי זה מקודש. Rabbi Yosef answered that we know that if Basin would sanctify without witnesses, it would be valid. However, if witnesses gave testimony and were later found to be false, one would think that the sanctification is invalid. Nevertheless, the sanctification is valid. והתנין מעשה שעברו יוסף מהארבעים זוג ועקרו מיקי ולוד. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah, it once happened that more than 40 pairs of witnesses passed through on their way to Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lod. He assumed that amongst the 40 pairs of witnesses there was at least one who was not testifying accurately, thereby possibly confusing the Beis Din. Why was this a concern if the sanctification is valid even when the Beis Din are mistaken? The Gemara answers that was not the reason. Rather, he prevented them because there were so many witnesses coming unnecessarily one after another. If they would have all come to it at the same time, he would not have prevented them. Next Mishnah says, Bartlai Edsa Rabbi Doisa Barakunis Amalai Imboim Anu Ladun Acha Beis Dina Shiva Gamliel Sichem Ladun Acha Kol Beis Dina Beis Din Shomari Moshe Vad Achshav Shneemar Vayal Moshe Vaharoi Nadav Aviyu Vashivim Mizikne Yisrael. The Mishnah says that Rishua came to Rabbi Doisa ben Hyrcanus and said to him, if we are questioning the ruling of Rabbi Gamliel's Beis Din, we must question every Beis Din since the time of Moshe, as the Pasuk says in Shmois, Perikov Dala Pasuk Tes, Moshe, Aaron, and the 70 elders went up. But Aaron and his parashu Shmois and Shazakainen, and Lamdacha Shekosh Shlosha Ushlosha Shaom de Beis Din Al Yisrael, Harihenka Beis Dinai Shel Moshe. Why were we not told the names of the elders? To teach us that each and every set of three Dayanim who stood as a Beis Din of Yisrael are considered like the Beis Din of Moshe. Not on Makale Moisa, Viadoi Bahalach Viavne, et Sora Gamil, Viem Shechalim Kipum Lioi Spechesbreno. Rabbi Shua took his cane and money and went to Yavne to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that was Yom Kippur according to his own calculation. Amar Rabbi Gamliel v'noshka roishay v'amalai v'ay v'sholayim rebi v'tamidi rav v'chochma v'tamidi shekibalt alecha estivai. Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed Rabbi Shua on his head and said to him, come in peace, my teacher and my student. You are my teacher in wisdom and my student in your acceptance of my words. The Gemara says, Ksiv Hashem asher osa es Moshe v'es Beth Aroin, Vashehele, Vegeme, Vayishlachem, Hashem, Es Yerubovel, Veth Badan, Veth Yiftach, Veth Shmuel, Yerubovel, Gidoin, Badan, Shimshon, Yiftach, Ve Yiftach Giladi. The Gemara says the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Aleph Peg, your base Pasuk Vav, it's Hashem who made Moshe and Aaron and who brought up your forefathers from the land of Egypt. And the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Aleph Peg, your base Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Hashem sent Yerubovel, Badan, Yiftach, and Shmuel, Yerubovel is Gidoin. Badan is Shimshon, a descendant of Dan. Yiftach is Yiftach of Gilad. Heike shloisha kalei oylam, v'shloisha abiri oylam, lamdacha shebeithdin, beithdin oysha gidoin, v'sha yiftach v'sha shimshon, shkulim keneged Moshe v'aaron v'shmul, v'lei oy shesamach gdoilem mikan v'mikan, v'aktana me'emza. The pasuk compares the three later lesser sages with the three great early sages Moshe, Aaron, and Shmul, to teach that the beithdin of Gidoin, Yiftach, and Shimshon was equal to that of Moshe, Aaron, and Shmul. Furthermore, the Pasuk wrote their names before Shmuel, even though he was greater. Amar Rabbi Gamliel v'Noshka Aroshay v'Amalai Boi v'Sholayim Rebbe v'Tamidi Rebbe v'Chachma v'Tamidi Shekol Ma'ashani Goyza Olav v'Mekayim K'siv Alufeinu M'Suvalim v'Goyma. The Mishnah taught, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed him, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Mem Dalad, Pasuk Yud Dalad, our oxen are laden, etc. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shim Enokish Rabbi Yochanan Omar Alafim M'Suvalim In Ksiv Kan Ela Alufeinu Mesevalim, Vishasha Gedolim Mesevim Mesakatanim, in Peret Ven Yotzes Ven Tzvacha, Beochel Viseinu, the Pasuk continues. Rav Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish disagreed. Rav Yochanan said, the Pasuk does not say Alafim Mesevalim, the oxen are laden, rather it says Alufeinu Mesevalim, meaning that our great ones accept the words of the lesser ones, and then it says there is no breach, nor outburst, and no crying in our streets. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mesaris Adin Kraya, Alufim Mesubalim, in Ksiv Kan Ela Alufeinu Mesubalim, Beshasha Ketanim, Soivlim, Esagadolim, in Pez, Vein Yotis, Vein Savacha, Beochav Yisenu. Rav Shimon Lakish rearranged the order of this pasuk. It does not say Alufim Mesubalim, rather it says Alufeinu Mesubalim, meaning that at a time when the lesser ones accept the words of the greater ones, then there's no breach, no outburst, and no crying in our streets. Kupshila, Bekrat Hanrasa, Beshem, Rebbe, Asa Yerechla Meyadim, Shemesh Yadim Vayoi, Meshamesh, Yada Mevoyai Asa Yerech LaMeyadim. Rav Shila of Kfarta Masa, quoting Rebbe, says that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Dalad Pasuk Yotes, he made the moon for the festivals, the sun knows it's coming. After the sun comes in, sets, the moon is for the festivals. This means that even if the new moon is visible on the 29th of the month, we count it retroactively from the previous sunset, that's a partnership between the moon and the sun. Amar Rebbe Brachia, Ksiv Vayisum Ramses Bechodesh HaRishoyin Vegoyme, Kad Yitma Belele Moyada Abasa Matmiin Ifba Habimashkia Sachama at Moina Levana. Rav Brachia brought a proof that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Gimel, they travelled from Ramses in the first month on the 15th of the first of the month of the day after the Pesach offering. If you would not include the first sunset, it would only have been the 14th day of the month. This proves that we count retroactively from the previous sunset. Amr of Simon v'hayu al yadi ze v'alidei ze. Amr of Yochanan v'yeh v'yvoike yem echad. Rav Simon said, and they will be. We count through this is the sun, and through this, which is the moon. Rav Yochanan said, the pasuk says in Bereishis, Aleph, pasuk hey, and it was evening and it was morning, one day. Rav Shimon Lakish amar hachosh ad shiyeh kuloi melacha chodesh. Rav Shimon Lakish said that the pasuk says, the month, all of the day must be from the new month, and this shows that we count retroactively from the night before. Ashkifas amar, Mad da'am Rav Yochanan svicha l'Rav Lakish, ma da'am Rav Shimon Lakish svicha l'Rav Yochanan. Ultimately, we need the psukim of both Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish. Ilu am Rav Yochanan v'le am Rav Shimon Lakish havin amrin la'ama ela afilu kula min ha'chodesh. Havisocha la'hei da'am Rav Shimon Lakish. If only Rav Yochanan would have cited his pasuk, we would say that even all of it is in the new month. Therefore, Rav Shimon Lakish needed to cite his pasuk. Oy ilu Rav Shimon Lakish v'le am Rav Yochanan havin amrin la'ama ela yom ha'layla loy. On the other hand, if only Rav Shimon Lakish would have cited his pasuk, we would say that it's only in the day and not in the night. Therefore, Rav Yochanan needed to say his pasuk.